we were the first flotillas to start to cross, and it was bloody rough, and I thought, God, we may not make it. But anyhow, an aeroplane flew over and told us to come back again. And we came back breaking down all the time in such a state. We went into Torquay, which luckily was an American base, and they had a set of spanners. And they worked all night putting the ship in order. We set off, and we'd missed our original convoy, but I knew the convoy that was in front was going in the right direction. We were just following the leader, about 24 landing craft, doing our best not to hit the chap in front, because it was bloody dark and we had no lights. And I'd calculated when we got within 3 miles of the beach, I'd then turn to starboard and find the beach that I was meant to be on. When we got fairly near, I went on the bridge and said to the skipper, you know, we're about ready now to beach. And he said, this is too much for me, Brown, and he passed out of fatigue. So anyhow, we beached, which is what you've been wanting. Landed quite nicely. The actual orders we had was there'd be a man with a red flag waving it, which was absolute crap, because no way could anybody have stood on that beach and waved a bloody flag. And there was bombing going on and the shell fire and everything. It's difficult to know where you were. It was bedlam, the noise, and it was absolutely, yeah. I had the door dropped, and the tank commander, I take it was the commander, because that was the first tank to drive off, he rather stupidly stood up, sort of hidden navel above the tiny little hatch, and promptly got a bullet right through his head. I think he did it to encourage his men. He fell on the head of the driver, I think. I never knew who it was, but so myself and one other of the crew, we had the job of hauling him out with bullets and things flying around. So anyhow, we pulled him out and we just had to just dump him on the deck. Bullets were whistling around, and one ricocheted and hit me right in the forehead. Luckily, it was lost its power, being a ricochet. They had what they call LCPs, landing craft personnel, and they were taken over on big ships and then launched about 3 miles from the beach. 20 soldiers would be put in, and then they would make their way to the beach. Many of the LCPs hit obstructions or something, and of course when you're weighed down with armaments and your rifle and your hand grenades, you can't swim. So no end of them were drowned, and they never saw the beach. But the biggest mistake was these bloody stupid floating tanks. As soon as I saw one, I could see it was a dead loss. So I was there for the whole time, whereas most landing craft came over from Dartmouth, unloaded, went back, loaded again, came back and loaded again. I think on the third night, we were given a night off to stop working, because we were doing it night and day, and we'd had it ready. And so anyhow, all the crew went in their bunks and we anchored. And I was suddenly woken up, and I was standing out on the deck, bawling out orders. And luckily the coxswain saw me, I was horrified. Luckily, the crew didn't find out. I was just had reached the end, and I never slept without a light on after that.
And after all the dust has settled, do you think to yourself, I'm a lucky chap to still be here, really?
Well, I mean, it was a thing. Every youngster wanted to join, and it may have been a damn stupid thing to do when you come to look back on it. I would feel very odd if I hadn't taken part.